We know, you know, even from the beginning that the studies weren't designed to find if they're stopping transmission or infection. We already covered that. But after the two dose primary series just was a dismal failure. There was breakthrough infections. It wasn't stopping transmission. It was admitted through the CDC. Well, here comes the booster. And we know by the end of August of 2021, there is already some strife and some internal conflict within the FDA. So, you know, they're blaming people that are vaccine hesitant for the loss in confidence in regulatory agencies. But behind closed doors, there was top scientists that were not going along with this. This was the headline in August of 2021. Just to remind people, this was the first booster dose they were discussing the talk because the first two didn't stop transmission. Biden's top-down booster plan sparks anger at FDA. And at that point, Biden was trying to, he actually announced his COVID czar actually announced, we're just going to go ahead and roll this out before the FDA even voted on it, looked at the studies, anything. They already had dates to roll out the booster vaccine. And people in the FDA were basically saying, what the heck? But we didn't really know. It was a lot of speculation at that time. But now through Judicial Watch FOIA emails, we have 43 pages of heavily redacted documents during what was going on this run up to this booster push and what was causing this, you know, this sparking of anger. So let's look at one of these emails here. There's a huge list of emails and you can go through all these if you want to at Judicial Watch's homepage. But we look at one specific because this is Philip Cruz. Philip Cruz and Marion Gruber, these are the two people we want to focus on. And this is what they discuss. And here they are right here. And they're basically, Marion Gruber is a 32-year veteran and former now director of the FDA's vaccine office. And Philip Cruz was her deputy. So this is Philip Cruz talking to heads of FDA and HHS in an email. From my brief discussion with Peter, we're assuming that's Peter Marks, the head of FDA, this morning, after some calls with CDC and HHS last night, the problem is that we don't get to see it because it's redacted. But Philip Cruz says this, take a deep breath before reading this next paragraph. On that call, the CDC evidently stated that they will assemble all the data they are aware of on third dosing in this setting and send it to us in the hope that we will very soon authorize the third dose for immunocompromised as part of the EUA. Peter told me that the CBER IOD, that's the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Office of the Director, will triage this. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound really like robust science. I told him I needed to be CC'd on any of these communications so we don't get blindsided, but that we also need to protect the review team. This is part of why Redacted thinks Redacted, the BLA is approved. So we have Philip Cruz, basically one of the head vaccine researchers at the FDA saying, look, you guys look like you're going to really fast track this. I need to be CC'd on this so we don't get blindsided on what you guys are doing. And so let's see what happened shortly after that email exchange during the same month. That was in the beginning of August. At the end of August, here's the headline. Two senior FDA vaccine leaders step down as agency faces decision on boosters. This is Gruber and Cruz. They announced they are stepping down. And just about 2 weeks later, they took to really what they probably felt was the only format that they can voice their opinion. That was The Lancet. And this is the article that they were both authors on, Considerations in Boosting COVID-19 Vaccine Immune Responses. This is on September 13th, 2021 for the first vaccine booster dose. And they say, although the benefits of primary COVID vaccination clearly outweigh the risk, there could be risk if boosters are widely introduced too soon or too frequently, especially with vaccines that can have immune-mediated side effects, such as myocarditis, which is more common after the second dose of some mRNA vaccines, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, which has been associated with adenovirus-vectored COVID-19 vaccines. They go on to say, almost prophetically, if unnecessary boosting causes significant adverse reactions, there could be implications for vaccine acceptance that go beyond COVID-19 vaccines. Thus, widespread boosting should be undertaken only if there is clear evidence that it is appropriate. So,
I mean, this is amazing because we are talking about literally like virtually the cardinals of vaccine theology splitting ranks with the religion right here, saying, no, you cannot. We approved the vaccine with very little testing, as Bill Gates just said. We have no idea the future, but we're really worried about continuing to boost, because even after the second shot, we're seeing myocarditis and Guillain-Barré syndrome. And when you think about those words coming from these lead scientists, she's been ahead at the FDA, worked in this for 30-something years. She's been a vaccine zealot, and now she's starting to be vaccine hesitant. It shows you how scary this vaccine is. And as I've said before, they continue to promote this vaccine to children, knowing that Gruber and these people defected because of things like myocarditis and Guillain-Barré syndrome and any lack of a concern of doing proper science. Really shocking from as high up as you can get.
Right. And so we're painting this picture, this historical, recent historical picture is so important to really discuss this next topic, which is present day current information. And it's brilliantly put out there by this Wall Street Journal opinion piece. This is the title here, The Bivalent Booster Boondoggle. Washington spends billions on shots nobody wants. And remember now, they have a new booster. It has an Omicron and the original strain, that's the bivalent, to target this, the Omicron strain that's currently circulating that is less deadly, we are told. And it says in here, in this article, since COVID shots first became available, the federal government has purchased and distributed them instead of relying on the market to match supply with demand. The result has been a colossal waste. Between December 2020 and mid-May 2022, the U.S. wasted 82.1 million doses. Some expired on pharmacy shelves before they could be used. Others were discarded after remaining unclaimed in opened multi-dose vials. But now we talk about what's happening right now. The Biden administration, it says, announced on September 8th that it had secured 170 million of the updated doses. It is still looking for an additional $22 billion from Congress to buy more. So Dell, when your government becomes the biggest purchaser of vaccines because there is no free market for it and they need to distribute them and distribution isn't going too good, what does it look like when they need to market this? Take a look.
All right.
And we're here with a simple message. Get vaccinated. Update your vaccine, your COVID vaccine. It's incredibly effective, but the truth is not enough people are getting it. We've got to change that. And if you're fully vaccinated, get one more COVID shot once a year. That's it. Now, some high-risk people, such as elderly and immunocompromised, may need more than one COVID shot. But for most Americans, one COVID shot each year will be all they need. And if you get it, you're protected. And if you don't, you're putting yourself and other people at unnecessary risk. The shot is free. It's widely available and conveniently located, just in time for the holiday season. Some are offering coupons when people get their updated COVID shots. Get the shot, $5, $10, $20 off your drugstore grocery purchase next time at the same time you get the shot.
I mean, I don't know when a president has ever had to go out on QVC and try and sell something that they're pushing on America, but that's insane. And it's very clear. It's very clear. You only need one shot, but if you've had all of your shots, then get one more. And by the way, it's not going to be enough to get one more just for everybody. If you're elderly and have other issues, then maybe you need more than that, like others. But you know, it's only one shot a year. But if you've had that one, definitely get one more. And what's the point? Is it one a year? Because I'm pretty sure he's talking to all the people that already got two or three in the last year, and now they need to get one more. So I don't know where this one a year is coming from. It sounds like most of you are on number four. So it's not one, it's at least two or three. I mean, this is crazy. And the idea that they're buying these things, and we've been reporting on the fact that nobody is getting it, even those that all got the original vaccines. They're like, man, if it doesn't do it, and he says, and it's highly effective, but it wears off, and it's sometimes it's not effective. And if you don't get more of them, then you're not protected. Well, is it effective or is it not? I mean, we know the answers to all these things, but it just couldn't be dumber than what we're watching them do. It's crazy.
Well, in Canada, Justin Trudeau is kind of in the same boat. They have bought a lot of vaccines. and they have really just tried to get these out as well. He took a little different approach. This is what the headline looked like. Trudeau threatens a return to restrictions if vaccine uptake doesn't increase. The beatings will continue. And so amnesty. I thought we were talking about amnesty. And he's talking about, well, we're going to turn your restrictions back on if you don't take these vaccines we spent too much money on. I mean, that... I'm sorry. This is just, it's laughable. We have to laugh at it because they're really trying to get rid of these things. But
weren't so dangerous. I mean, in Canada, you have to be, you're at risk of being locked down again because your prime minister has a product he needs to sell. I guess he should start working on the talents that Joe Biden has showed us in his ability to run a QVC sales presentation.
Yeah, and those are serious words by Trudeau as well, to threaten that on a population again. Where we sit right now, what we know about what that did to the population, my gosh. But let's look, let's stay in Canada for a second. So if you're Canadian and you're saying, well, he's going to put us back in restriction, I probably should take the shot. And well, I remember Bill Gates, over 2 years ago said, we don't have time for the safety testing. We really don't have time for that. And the FDA lost some of its top advisors because they weren't doing the safety testing and they pushed too fast. But surely they've done it now, right, for the new booster vaccine they're pushing. Well, let's go to the Ministry of Health in Canada and let's go to their own website. COVID-19 vaccine guidance version 3.0, October 13th, 2022, says here, there is no current clinical data available for bivalent Pfizer-BioNTech. Well, let's talk about safety. It goes on to say, well, there are no safety data currently available for bivalent Pfizer-BioNTech. Post-market safety data from the use of the monovalent, another vaccine, Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine suggests that when used as a booster, the BA.4/5 bivalent vaccine will be well tolerated. I mean, Del, there's so much there, it makes my head spin.
I mean, basically, we didn't do any safety testing, but based on a completely different product, and that safety test that we barely did either, really didn't do that at all, but you should feel safe giving it. And by the way, if you don't feel safe, we're going to lock you in your house if you don't take it.